Greetings, this is Kyle,
Alex,
Jeff,
and Bacon,
and we are the Dizzy Mystics from Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada, and you are listening to the SMK, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope, at CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, also a syndicate of 101.5 UMFM Winnipeg,
and through the web at cfru.ca.
That was another track by Hiatus Coyote from, I think it's their debut album, I believe. Talk Tomahawk. Correct?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not an expert on this, Drew.
Yeah. Sorry, I thought we were playing another track or two before we went into this. That's what I was organizing.
Another mix up on this very... up in the air observation set session.
It is pure chaos in this booth today, people. Listen at your own discretion.
Albums everywhere.
I think I'm bleeding.
No, not really.
I'm not bleeding. I'm fine. That was The World It Softly Lulls from Hiatus Coyote's album, Talk Tomahawk, which was released April 1st, 2012.
April Fool's Day.
Definitely not a, I guess, foolish album. Not a terribly funny joke, but this is seriously a diamond of an album. A lot more sort of like mysterious and ethereal, I find, than Choose Your Weapon, which is what we heard last.
In the first hour of the SMK.
Yeah, wrapping up the first hour. That album, Choose Your Weapon, was a little more kind of 8-bit pixel kind of...
Yeah, aggressive, a bit.
Aggressive, yeah. And I found Talk Tomahawk to be a lot more sort of jazz, Latin jazz infused, a lot more laid back.
Yeah, you would describe them as a fusion band then, right?
Yeah, yeah. So, female-fronted Australian progressive neo-soul. A little...
Excellent.
Yeah, yeah.
Now moving into our second hour here. You can tell that it's all unorganized here, which I'm not used to.
We're flying by the seats of our pants. That's us.
Yeah, okay, so actually it's... We're going to go into like a observational set of undetermined number. We're going to play two bands first that will actually be coming to Guelph at the end of this week. The first up is a band that I've gotten to know through a music promoter. Their name, or sorry, the band name is called Dizzy Mystics, which we heard they provided us with a station ID for us. Thank you very much. They are a Winnipeg psychedelic progressive rock band. I like how they describe themselves with the Dizzy Mystics soup for the rocker's soul, 2 cups psychedelic, 2 cups progressive, 1 cup hearty 70s metal, 3 tablespoons of jazz, 3 tablespoons of funk, 2 tablespoons of folk, 1 tablespoon of soul, and a pinch of Celtic pepper is optional. and measurements for each ingredient are subject to change for each batch made. They will be releasing their debut album, Wander Lost, next year in 2019. Which is basic is the it's a concept album, basically loosely based on being lost in oneself. So I brought them up and the next band because they've started their first Eastern Canadian tour. Well, I guess their first into Ontario this week, called Enter Ontario Tour. They're coming to tomorrow. They're in Hamilton, and then Wednesday in Toronto. Thursday is in London, and then on Friday they're coming here to Guelph, playing at the Jimmy Jazz. For actually, the bands that are playing with them is all they're all progressive bands, which I thought that was really neat that the promoters, Chronic Noise has curated. So that's that concert at the Jimmy Jazz starts at 10 p.m. 19 plus admission, and it's a no cover, and of course it's a prog concert. So first we're going to be listening to Dizzy Mystics, their lead single off Wander Lost, called Diamond Duller. And then after that, we're going to be listening to another band that will be playing with Dizzy Mystics this Friday at the Jimmy Jazz, a London psychedelic proggy punk band, Bodhi Jar. We will be listening to their 2018 single, The Color Pink. Ah!
Thank you.
That was Eddie Evie with Basement off of their 2017 album, I'm Glad You Were Born.
Another cassette there.
Another cassette.
Yeah.
And this one's pretty purple.
Oh, purple. actually, I got to see Eddie Evie perform once, or I was at this year's Kazoo Fest.
Mm.
It was, they performed at the Take Time Vintage, and it was pretty loud.
They're way heavier in person. They really let loose. Like, I keep relating back to, oh, I did this band sound, but that was the first time I'd met them. Will Wellington from Drunk at the Library recommended Eddie Evie for one of their bills that I was helping organize. I was like, yeah, okay, sure. And they showed up, and Michaela, the vocalist, kept giving me the turn it up thumb while they're performing, and even went so far as to call me out in between songs and say, Drew, it's not loud.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I was like, oh, any louder, we're going to blow the lid off this popsicle stand. But no, it was great. They blew everyone away. It was like a full house and really powerful, hard-hitting shoegaze.
Yeah, and that's one of their... The song we just heard is one of their calmer, tamed songs.
Mm-hmm. Basement.
Now we're going to be listening to another of my interesting tracks. We're going to be listening to Alec K. Redfern and the Eyesores. Alec is a musician from... sorry, let me just get my notes. From Providence, Rhode Island. His main instrument, which you'll definitely hear instinctively, is the electrified accordion, one of his main sounds. His group, or his project, just released a new album on Cuneiform Records called The Opposite. And actually, with this song, and I think when Drew hears it, he'll agree that this song takes this very much sounds like Primus, at least in the lyrical sense.
Did someone say Primus?
Yes, I did. Maybe an indication is the song title that we will be listening to. It's called There's a Bat Living in My Room.
Thank you. Hi, this is Robbie.
Nomi.
Spike.
And Guilherme.
We are Devouring Saturn, and you're listening to SMK.
The Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope.
At CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario.
And through the web at cfru.ca.
That there was my very own contribution into our cassette lineup. That was Micro Panic, a very great band and a well featured band here on the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope. Their main man, JS, had sent me one of their own newest albums, on which is exclusively on cassette, Early Days and Demos, which is exclusive to 25 print or copies, and I got number 24. The track we just heard off the cassette was called Punks with an X. Yeah, it's very nice of JS to send me this very exclusive cassette of their early thought process and or the early days of Micro Panic. Thank you very much. And I guess this is officially my first cassette into my collection.
Treasure it always. I see you even still have the resealable cellophane jacket for it as well. There's that ASMR goodness. You hear that, folks? Wow.
Next up, actually one of my last selections for this crazy adventure of a gazing this show is a prog metal band that I haven't played in a while. It's Red Cane from Calgary, Alberta. Yes. Experimental, progressive, melodic, modern metal band. I've known of them since their first self-titled EP from 2016, which I discovered from right here at CFRU. But now they are getting ready to release their first full-length album, Kindred Act 1, to be released in the new year. Their latest single for this album, the track we're going to be listening to, is called Wing of the Crow, which features guest vocals from Cobra Page of Cobra and the Lotus, which I'm not too sure what group that is, but yes. Red Cane with Wing of the Crow.
Torch and see the ghost. I am the billow of the bowl, the crescent moon beyond the coast. All that is beautiful and cruel, all that is dead, I will command. So rest a while, stay your hand and take this room.
bear. Remember me for days long past. Remember me, for I am there. This wasn't meant to last. Come on! Nothing mixed with the waters clear. A man washing the warrior's gear. A man whose hair on throw. She brandy laughs.
Okay, that was Clawed by Peppermoth off of Peppermoth's 2018 album, Glimmertide. That's the second album by Peppermoth, I believe. It's with Guelph's own Andrew McPherson sort of driving that project.
So he's the lead artist for this, or is this his own project? And then he also brings in a few other collaborators?
Correct. Yeah, Andrew McPherson, Guelph's own Andrew McPherson, is the sort of brainchild behind the operation, but he gets help from my dear friend, Gary Diggins. He's one of the head fellows at Silence. And the album also features Les Hartai and Jeff Bird on upright bass, I believe. Yeah, he does upright bass and samples and all that fun stuff. But yeah, Andrew does the guitar, synths, keys, to quote the Treatments and the tape echoes.
Mm.
But yeah, if you're looking for a great album to sort of clean the apartment to or meditate to, whatever you like relaxing to or just studying even, you know?
Yeah, it's a great ambient album to just put in the background.
Yeah.
And yeah, because it also, it's electroacoustic as well,
mm-hmm.
like includes both acoustic and electronic elements mm-hmm. in there.
And I forget actually what I just saw on Andrew's Facebook recently. He was nominated for some kind of award. It was like the ambient album of the year. Forget who sort of puts that on, but apparently he's nominated for the ambient album of like the year.
Oh, really?
You'd have to look into that, or I would have to, but yes.
Or you, good listeners, can look into that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, that was Peppermoth with Claude off of their album Glimmertide.
Mm. Now we have one final observation to share with you, good sentries, one that Drew has provided. I hope you, good sentries, haven't been shaken up with all the turmoil of this this live action mm-hmm. sorting of our tracks.
Speaking of improv, that sort of relates rather closely to, it ties in with what we're about to play. The next sort of excerpt we're going to play is from Silence in Guelph. For those of you who don't know, it's a local music an arts hub, sort of a not-for-profit arts organization. Every single Monday without fail for the last, I believe, 6 years or so, every single Monday people show up Monday morning 9:30 a.m. with anything they want to create, with, you know, pencils, pens, instruments, you know, miscellaneous debris that they can clang around. They can
found objects.
Yeah.
Or probably even your body, right?
Oh, yeah. You could just, you know,
bring yourself.
Slap your cheeks and stuff. Like, it's a great time. So that's probably one of the most encouraging and nurturing events that Silence holds and offers. You know, you bring food in the morning and, you know, sort of leave a donation if you wish, and goes on for about an hour and a half, 2 hours, and they actually got a great recording of it. So we're going to play a little excerpt from the Silence Collectives. That's also featuring Gary Diggins and Jeff Bird, I believe, of Peppermoth. So yeah, we're going to play a little excerpt of some of the floor recordings from Monday Morning Music at Silence.
Yes, to end off this very improved session of the Sentinels' Marvelous Kaleidoscope.
Mm-hmm.
This has been the SMK, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope, at CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, and through the web on CFRU.ca.
Keep informed with the show on Facebook and Twitter, both at SMK Radio Program.
This is Nicholas Cooper.
And a very sickly Drew JC.
Yes, I hope you get better soon, Drew.
Thank you.
Until next we behold, much, hopefully much healthier next time. Prog on.
Stay hydrated and look inward and beyond.